hall was an extremely elegant figure, his handsome face upturned to hers, his head thrown back, his lips already forming her name again.
"Gerard!" she exclaimed. "I was not expecting you."
"I know you are not, Demi," he said, using the childish nickname he had given her when he was only 4 years of age. She ran down the stairs to throw her arms round her brother's neck. "Careful," he said warningly. "Mind my cravat."
"A new style. Oh, Gerard, it's very smart."
"That is what I thought," he said complacently. "It is called the mathematical."
"It certainly looks difficult to achieve."
"It is," he agreed. "It took me hours and over a dozen muslins completely ruined."
"Let me look at you," Demelza asked.
She stood back to admire the dashing figure he made in his tight champagne-coloured pantaloons, close-fitting cutaway coat and elaborate waistcoat.
"Your new tailor does you proud," she said at length, knowing he was waiting for her verdict. "But I am terrified at what the bill will be."
"That is what I have come to talk to you about," Sir Gerard Langston replied. Demelza gave a little cry.
"Gerard, not the duns."
"It was almost as bad as that," her brother replied. "But let us talk about it in the library, and I could do with a drink. The crowds on the road were ghastly."
"I can imagine that," Demelza said. "It is always the same before race week."
The preparations for the Ascot races always began well in advance for the meeting. The horses usually arrived first to be installed in numerous stables around the course. Visitors from the provinces set out on the long journey many days, even weeks, before the date fixed for the meeting, while from London people began to move into the neighbourhood of Ascot during the week before the races actually took place. As they entered the library, Gerard looked around him in a manner which surprised his sister, as if he was appraising the room. Usually, when he returned home, it was either to collect his clothes, which had been washed, ironed, and mended by her and their old nurse, or else because his pockets were so empty that he had for the moment to give up his expensive lodgings in Half Moon Street.
"What are you looking for?" Demelza asked at last.
Gerard's eyes had wandered over the faded velvet curtains, the carpet that was threadbare in places, and the armchairs that had needed recovering for the last 10 years. Worn and shabby the room might be, but it still had a dignity and a beauty about it, which made her brother say at length, with almost a sigh of relief,
"It's not too bad. And after all, only parvenus and the new rich have everything too slap-up and ship-shape."
"What are you talking about, dearest?" Demelza asked, in her sweet voice.
"I have brought you some very exciting news," Gerard replied. "Hold your breath, because it will astonish you."
"What is it?" she asked, a little apprehensively.
"I have let the house for the whole of next week." There was a little pause before Demelza said incredulously,
"Let the house? What can you mean?"
"Exactly what I say," Gerard said, throwing himself down on the sofa, which creaked under his weight.
"But why? What for? To whom?"
The questions tumbled out of Demelza's lips, and there was a marked silence before her brother answered,
"To the Earl of Trevannan."
He saw her eyes widen and added quickly, "Wait until you hear what he has offered me."
"But why should he want to come here?"
"That's easy to answer," Gerard replied. "The crown and feathers at Bracknell was burnt down the night before last."
"Burnt down?" Demelza exclaimed. "How terrible! Was anybody hurt?"
"I have no idea," her brother replied carelessly, "but Trevannan had taken the whole inn for race week."
"So now he has nowhere to go," Demelza said slowly.
"He was desperate," Gerard answered. "You know as well as I do that there is no room, nor even a bed, available in the whole district."
Demelza knew this was true. Unlike Epsom races, which could be easily reached in a day from London, Ascot Racecourse was nearly 30 miles from the capital. Only a few Corinthians drove there daily at a speed which necessitated a change of horses. For most racegoers, it meant a 5-day visit, which resulted in the whole neighbourhood being packed to bursting. If, as she and her brother knew, one was fortunate enough to be a guest at Windsor Castle or in one of the country houses for which astronomical rents were paid, there were no problems. But otherwise, it meant being crammed into the extremely uncomfortable.